Thanks, Ben.
Hello.
Morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Things starting to settle down maybe on your offensive line, able to work some guys in. Is that maybe helping with some of the run production you had last week?
Well, I thought the line played better last week for us, and, you know, it's going to be 2 weeks in a row with that lineup. So we're looking forward to getting it settled down and having a little more continuity.
What are the challenges when facing a team for a second time in the same season, like you do with a lot of your divisional, with all your divisional opponents?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously each game is different, takes on its own shape and form. Certainly, you know, both teams will be looking to make some adjustments. You know, no two plans are exactly alike. And, you know, there is familiarity. These two teams know each other because we do play each other twice a year. So, at least twice a year. So, you know, for us, we're just geared up to give them a great effort. We know, you know, right now they're really rolling. They have a heck of a season going. And, you know, right now they're way out in front to have home field advantage. So, strong challenge coming out of Sunday.
Does that provide a little extra incentive, them being 9-0, with you facing them kind of in a must-win situation?
Well, I'm not sure if they get extra incentive from that or not. I know being the number one seed in the AFC obviously is quite an honor, and they're you know, making a strong case for it right now. So we're just going to get prepared to give our best effort on Sunday.
Groves and Harvey getting to a place where maybe they're more comfortable and more effective, or are they still a little bit behind as rookies?
Well, as young guys, I think they're doing a good job working at it, and they both give great energy, and you know, both have talent. So the important thing for them is they're working at it, and you know, I know, you know, missing camp for Derek set him back a little bit. I think that, you know, at this point he's probably where he, you know, would have been if he had been here in camp. I think so. We've kind of caught up now in the second half of the season. Hopefully he can continue to have, you know, the kind of impact and continue to improve.
What do you see that's changed from this Titans team from the first time you played them in week one? Obviously week one, you know, everybody's kind of feeling each other out and doesn't really know what to expect.
Well, they just do a lot of things right, you know, just winning games. So, you know, right now they're very, very strong, and nobody's been able to really be that close. They've been having their way with people. So, you know, we're just getting ready for what we know is going to be a heck of a challenge.
Jack, you guys face each other week one. You more surprised they're 9-0 at this point, or are you guys 4-5 and having to be almost a must-win?
Yeah, so what was the question?
You more surprised after seeing them in week one that they're 9-0 or that you're 4-5 right now?
Well, certainly I'd prefer to have a few more wins in there in the win column for us. But, you know, I think they've earned their way. They're the elite team right now in the league, and they've done that by beating people and earning it. So, you know, we're just getting ready to play them.
What do you see out of Kerry Collins that's changed since he's taken over at quarterback?
Well, I think that'd probably be a better question for Jeff. He's watched, you know, all 9 games or all 8 and a quarter games or whatever. And, you know, from our standpoint, you know, we recognize the guy's a good football player having an MVP type season. So we're just you know, trying to see what we can do to slow him down and still keep a real close eye on their run game.
Have you gotten the production out of your linebackers as a group that you've come to expect, or is that maybe part of what's held you back a little bit defensively?
Well, I think defensively we've set a pretty high standard around here, and we haven't quite lived up to that this year. So, you know, we're searching, working, and making sure that we commit ourselves to being all that we can be to give our football team a chance to win games. And so, you know, I would say the defense overall has not been all we'd hoped it would be to this point. We still got a lot of football left, and, you know, we're going to need to play real well this weekend.
Mike, fair to say a Jack Del Rio team is going to, at its best, is going to have some linebackers that are big-time playmakers?
Well, we like to have defense playing well, and in order to play well, you know, people need to play well within their spots. I think, you know, the one thing we're getting is hard work and effort, and we just need to be cleaner. You need the tackle need to be a little crisper, and you know, the guys are working at it. So, you know, that's the main thing that we need to ask of them.
Mike Peterson, they'll be available for you on Sunday.
Yes.
You gonna start?
We'll see.
From a coaching perspective, which I would imagine to be a little more complex than from a player's perspective, can you quantify how well you know a divisional opponent like the Titans?
No, I think you get your. I think knowing what you know and then going out and playing, you know, are two different things. I think certainly you put a lot of time and effort into understanding your opponent, the strengths, the weaknesses, things you need to be able to take away, things you need to be able to account for, and so I mean, from that standpoint, I think we both know each other, and then you know, bottom line is going out and playing well, and taking the knowledge that you have and applying it to the field, and playing fast and playing well.
What's been your take on Chris Johnson so far?
Explosive playmaker. He's had a big impact for them. He's a good football player. I mean, I think Lindale has been very good for him around the goal line, short yardage, and pounding the ball. And Johnson gives him a very explosive playmaker. So it's been a nice addition to the team for them.
Does he by himself with his speed make them a much more dangerous team on offense?
Anytime you add playmakers, it certainly helps.
Would you be interested in seeing the league create any kind of set timetable for appeals where a team doesn't get left kind of hanging like you are with Matt Jones, not knowing what week you're going to find out what the verdict is on him? Shouldn't there be a system where you know when you're going to find out what the deal is?
Well, I think from my standpoint, well, that's a league issue, and you know, right now we're just concentrating on trying to find a way to slow down the Titans.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thank you.